from National Public Radio. NPR Playhouse presents Nightfall.
In the dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance, as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight, we enter the bizarre world of singles bars and downtown discos. And perhaps we should pass along a special warning to listeners whose particular sensibilities may be offended by strong language and forthright situations. The play, a collaboration between John Graham and George R. Robertson, is called Angel's Kiss.
Oh, cut the guilt trip, Angela. It's late. I gotta get going.
Last night, I didn't feel so lonely.
Oh, knock it off, Ange. Time to go. It's been fun.
Well, I see you again.
Who knows, but don't count on it.
I can't count on anything.
Oh, cheer up. Another day dawns.
I can't take it anymore.
Neither can I.
I can't go on. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, fine. If it'll make you feel better, but just don't do it here. Rods.
I just wanted to make him happy.
Pardon me, miss. Are you all right?
Me? Yes. Yes, I'll be okay.
Anything I can do?
No, thanks.
Thought you were maybe a bit faint.
No. I'll be all right. Just have to go home.
Here, take my arm if you feel dizzy.
I just have to go home.
At least you went out happy.
Oh, sure did. Right under the wheels.
Spent her last night with me, guys. At least you know she went out smiling.
And does Eddie teach me about life?
Jeez. Oh, what's the matter, baby brother? Can't take the competition?
I'm a punk like you. You meet your match, yeah.
In this big pen?
Hey, you hang out here.
Only for your stimulating conversation, Swifty.
You don't give a damn about anybody.
And what do you care about, Swifty? Computers?
Well, the more computers know, the more reasonable they get.
Oh, that's nice. Curl up with one at night.
You ought to get reprogrammed, Jack. Hey, Swifty, you think your technology could take the Tomcat out of him?
Not a chance.
Hey, Swifty. Hey, how's it going?
Andy, great. Yourself?
Not bad.
What's the fag doing in here?
Andy, good joke.
What is this, the Morality Squad?
This is no queer bar.
Hey, wait a minute. Andy and I played football together. He's straight as an arrow.
Oh, yeah, football. Oh, I can just hear him. Ooh, let me play quarterback. I'll put the hands between his legs.
Easy, Chuck. You're getting ridiculous.
You scared some guy will make a pass at you?
Hey, look at that. He's the best news ever walked in this place.
Huh, what do you say, Hot Rocks?
That is good news. Better believe it.
You think you can scale those heights?
Just watch me. Hello.
Hi.
Anyone sitting here?
No. I was was saving it for you.
Yeah? But you say that to all the guys.
Hi, Chuck. I'm Dolores.
Hey, how'd you know who I was?
Oh, word gets around.
Yeah, especially in this place.
I know quite a bit about you.
Well, the only thing I know about you, Dolores, is that little bird once told me you'd walk into my life if I waited long enough.
May not turn out the way you expected.
Is that a warning?
Oh, I just try to be fair.
Well, we live in hope.
And die in despair?
Well, there's a positive little jingle for you. What are you drinking?
I'd like an angel's kiss.
Wouldn't we all? Bartender, one angel's kiss. That's my story. Life of a salesman.
Well, we've all got something to sell.
Yeah. I like your perfume.
It's called Temptations.
You devil, you.
Not a devil.
You're a devil, all right.
The devil.
Beautiful. Sense of humor, too.
Old Nick has the best lines.
Great face, smart head. How lucky can a guy get?
How lucky do you want to be?
Lucky enough to spend the night with you.
I'm sure we could work something out.
Hey, that angel's kiss did the trick.
It'll cost you more than the bar tab.
Sure. Anything for you, doll. How much?
Your soul.
My what?
Your immortal, as they say.
Well, that's all?
That's the package.
Terrific. You got it.
So easy. Can't be worth much.
Soul, pretty lady, is for people who sing the blues.
I guess the price is going down.
Hey, excuse me, you two. Did Swifty leave?
Why, his roommate?
I just ask him.
Get your limperous out of here, will you?
Why don't you get your paranoid head out of here?
Oh, he might be an alley, but he sure talks tough.
You punk, stand up, faggot. Come on,
you guys.
Hey, you're the beat the hell out of you.
Cut it out.
All right. Take the karate demonstration somewhere else.
Just leave him. Come on, Dolores. I need a shower. That queer put his hands all over me.
Place.
I'm glad.
I knew it would look like this.
Like what?
Blunt. Bit hard. Male.
Yeah. Well, it's me.
How about a little music? Might mellow the atmosphere?
Yeah. Usually some cozy stuff on this thing. Let's see. There. That ought to break the ice. Come here. Yeah.
Hey, I like it fine here. You don't waste any time, do you?
Who knows how much we got?
Who knows?
Dolores, where are you?
Right here.
Oh. Hi.
Good morning.
Jeez, what a night. I can't ever remember making love like that.
I'm glad you had a good time, Jeff.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm leaving. I got what I came for.
Wait. Doll, was it something I said?
No. Nothing you said.
Then what?
Relax. Don't look so anxious. We'll meet again.
Sure thing. How about half an hour from now?
I'm never far away.
Stay. Here.
No, Chuck.
Stay, don't.
I can't.
Jeez. Listen to me. Never expected to hear myself.
Begging?
Oh, come on. I don't know. I need you.
You do, actually.
It's like you're taking a part of me with you.
I am, Chuck.
Look, Marty, she's had heart attacks before. She got over them.
Chuck, she's your mother, for God's sake.
I know she's my mother.
Well?
But I didn't cause her heart condition.
I just can't figure you out.
Marty, I'm waiting for an important phone call, okay?
Chuck, what the hell's going on?
Wish I knew, Marty. I only wish I knew.
By the way, I'm sorry about your mother.
Sure.
What you been doing with yourself?
Looking for Dolores.
Who in the hell's Dolores?
Big news.
Oh, yeah, that stunner you took off with the other night.
I gotta find her, Swifty.
Yeah, I remember. She was in Monday. It looked different. Same eyes, though. Violet.
You were talking to her?
Not exactly, but I heard her tell one of the guys she'd be around to collect from you soon.
What?
Hey, you paying for it now?
Cute. Where'd she go?
Whoa, not so intense. You used to come here to the lot.
Come on. Where'd she go?
How should I know?
Thanks, Swifty. Thanks.
What is this? Cross-examination?
Who'd she drink with?
She was with,
Who'd she talk to? Come on.
Tom Baker.
Baker?
Yeah, the stockbroker with the curly hair, remember?
So Baker's cutting into my act.
Chuck.
Bastard, I'll kill him.
I don't like it.
Huh?
He's dead.
What?
Yeah, Tom Baker. Real good time guy.
Bitch.
Great hustler.
Dolores, what happened
to her? Lots of bread, too, and only 35.
What the hell happened?
Heart attack. Picture of health. But his heart just blew up.
We get a million chicks in here. I don't remember eyes. I don't remember perfume. I only remember tabs. Now you're going to pay yours.
Okay. What's the damage?
I'll wing it up.
Hey, lady. You got violet eyes. Same as Dolores.
Hey, Lush. It's my woman you're talking to.
Hey, come on. She just reminded me of someone.
Yeah? Well, this ain't her.
That ain't her for sure.
What are you talking? You insult my woman, I'll fix your face.
If that's Dolores, she hit the skids, all right.
All right, just shut up, Lush.
Hey, look, I'm sorry, man.
I'm not half as sorry as you're gonna be. I'll break your back.
That's all we can do for you now, Mr. Doyle. You took quite a beating.
Your face does look kind of foggy, doesn't it?
I think you should stay in hospital overnight.
I gotta find her.
We've notified your brother. Is there a lady friend you'd like to call?
Dolores. But I don't know where to reach her.
Well, anyway, your condition's not critical. But I'd like a specialist to take a look at you in the morning.
All I need is Dolores. No number. Nothing. Maybe she's back at the... I just gotta find her. What's happening to me? It's a downright disco. That's it. It's a downright disco.
Mr. Doyle, come back!
hasn't been in tonight. Hey, what happened to you? The husband come home early?
No, I just went through a windshield. There was a woman here the other night. I left with her.
Oh, I'm happy for you.
Do you remember?
Jack, I look after the bar, not the broads. That's your job.
She was here again with Tom Baker.
Must be a popular lady.
Come on, Shorty, don't fool around. I gotta find her.
That disco dames can't tell one from another.
Do you remember one with violet eyes?
Eyes? If I had time to watch broads, would I look at
Shorty,
eyes?
Shorty, I'm in a hurry.
By the way, your brother was in.
She can't just fade off the face of the earth.
Yeah, you got real lucky with some chick.
Marty? Who was with him?
I didn't catch her name. She's been in before, though. Dynamite booker and good for business. That angel's kiss is getting to be a popular drink.
Come on, Marty. Answer the buzzer. Dolores is up there. I'll tear you apart. Open it. Hey, you, hold the door.
Can I help you, mister? I'm the super.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my brother.
You're going to break the buzzer if you keep that up.
I'm looking for Marty Doyle.
Oh, poor Mr. Doyle.
What do you mean, poor Mr. Doyle?
He's at the morgue.
Marty? Dead?
I'm afraid so. If it's the same Doyle. Apartment 1407?
What happened?
He jumped, fell, I should say, from his balcony. Landed on the iron fence.
I don't believe it.
Dead on arrival.
Was there a woman with him?
Yeah. Yeah, police haven't found her yet, though.
Dolores.
That her name? I was cleaning the brass numbers out front when they came in. Good looker.
Yeah. And that's her.
But that perfume. Had to douse the lobby with Lysol to get rid of it.
Evening, Father. Father, I just feel terribly lost. Oh, is it possible for a man to lose himself completely?
He may lose his way, but he can never stray from the sight of God.
God. God. And the devil. Do you think there really is a devil?
If there's good, there must be contrasting evil. Therefore, if God exists,
so does Satan. Just don't bug me. The building's about as soundproof as a paper bag. Just have to get me a decent set of headphones. That ought to do it, neighbor. Even I can't hear it.
Now, you call this number once more.
Hey,
and you
can... nice way to talk.
Dolores, where are you?
It's good to catch up with you, Chuck. You've been a busy boy going to church and all.
Hey, how'd you know?
That's soul business. It's kind of late for that, Chuck.
Where are you?
Here, waiting to collect.
Collect what?
Still don't want to admit there's been a transaction.
All I admit is I'm in love with you. And it's killing me.
Oh, it's not nearly as simple as a broken heart, Chuck.
But then what is it? Feels like the end of the world.
Well, that's the price you gladly paid.
Come on, that soul stuff was a joke.
Was it?
Well, I'm still full of the breath of life, if you want to get biblical.
Then why can't you feel anything?
I sure as hell feel for you.
Otherwise, it's hollow, isn't it?
I've got the game. I've got to see.
You will, Chuck. You will. It's about time.
When?
Tomorrow night.
Where?
Same old place. The disco.
I'll be there, though. Without you, I'm going through hell.
Hey, Chuck.
Leave me alone, Swifty.
Hey, what's the matter? No time for an old friend?
It's too late.
If you're in trouble, Chuck, maybe I can help.
No, I'm sorry.
You want to talk about it?
You mean Dolores.
Dolores? But she's...
What? Have you seen her?
No, Chuck. Let's get out of here.
You're lying, Swifty. Where is she?
Come on, let's clear her.
Where is she?
Why have to hurt yourself,
Tell
Chuck?
Me I'll break your neck.
She's in the back.
Hi, Chuck. Right on time.
Oh, what are you doing?
This time she's my date, macho man. Take off.
Oh, you let that bag buy you a drink?
Why not?
Come on.
Come on. Why the fuss? The night's still young.
Satisfied, big man? Now shove off.
You bloody pervert.
That's enough, you son of a bitch.
Hey, come on.
Hey, put that down, man. What are you?
That's crazy. It's a toast.
Pervert.
Hey, come on. Yeah, to your health, faggot.
Are you?
Oh, my God. His throat.
Doc,
come on.
Doc, get out of here now.
Doc, come on.
He's gone now. Run. Look for your life.
God, I'm tired. How'd I get here? How did my whole life go crazy?
Hi, Chuck. It's time.
Dolores, where you been?
Waiting to collect.
Come to my place, Dolores. My car's...
You're beginning to bore me, Chuck. I thought you were a lot smarter.
Dol, I need you.
And you've got me. For good.
So come on back to my place with...
Too late, Chuck. Your time's up.
Police? Swifty, a righteous bastard. Why did everything go wrong? I just wanted to be with you. You're so beautiful.
Am I?
Ever since that night, I've been lost.
And we haven't even settled the tab.
What?
Your immortal, as they say, soul.
You're crazy.
This neighborhood's been profitable. Four souls.
Four?
Baker, your brother Marty, Andy, and now...
Not me.
Your soul was hardly worth it, the shape it was in. Still, a bargain's a bargain.
No, I'm not going to die.
I wouldn't be able to collect what's rightfully mine unless you did.
Damn you, who are you?
The devil. Apologies for the old-fashioned term. Is Satan more up to date?
Straight out of Sunday school. Good and evil.
In my book, there's no good and evil. Only deals.
You can't be the devil. The devil's a man.
You want proof, is that it?
The devil's a man.
If you like. Am I the devil
now, Chuck?
What's happening? You're changing. You're a man.
The gender, the name are unimportant. I simply am.
Then you were a man.
When we met. When we made up.
All right. Stay where you are, Doyle.
No. No, she's a man. She. Wait, he made me. He made me. He made me. No! No! No!
The account is closed.
Hey, you out there? You looking for pleasure in the big time? The very best. I've got a place just for you. Sit down, won't you? How about an angel's kiss?
Have just heard Angel's Kiss by John Graham and George R. Robertson. Featured in tonight's cast were Elva Mae Hoover as Dolores and John Evans as the unfortunate Chuck. You heard John Stocker as Swifty, Gordon Thompson as Marty, and Neil Daynard as Andy. Cameo roles included Mary Peary as Angela, Sandy Webster as the Doctor, Gerard Parks as Father Meehan, and Bud Knapp as the apartment superintendent. Other voices in the cast were those of Ken James and Richard Donat. Our recording engineer is John Jessup, with sound effects by Bill Robinson. Our production assistants are Nina Callahan and Nancy McElveen, and the series story editor is Earl Toppings. Nightfall is produced and directed for CBC Radio by Bill Howell. And now, here is a final word from your host.
Hello again. Next week's Nightfall ranges all the way from the literal to the literate and poses the ultimate question, who is reading whom?
A lost soul is one that no longer controls its own circuitry. The signal apparatus has been taken over by the enemy, which uses it to destroy me, to destroy you. The sensation is like spontaneous combustion.
The Book of Hell. A new play by Maver Moore and a somewhat dyspeptic overview on the current publishing scene. Starring Bud Knapp, Nonny Griffin, Patrick Young, Lynn Darragon, Hugh Webster, and Alan DeRamus. That's next week on Nightfall. Until then, careful at the edge.
Funds for the distribution of this NPR Playhouse presentation were provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
What in the world is a radio station doing at a drug bust?
The only way that you're going to really be able to help yourself in this situation is if you help us. You can help us as an informant.
I really didn't know it was in there. All I could say is that I guess for me it's all over.
Discover WDUQ FM 90.5, a world of difference.